You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
I guess now your Ugelings was like, no, let's go and try and do this on TikTok. I guess is that there's no picture, ain't no camera showing something, and I can see why. I really don't understand what the issue is. I don't know. We can just continue because I don't have time for this. One thing for me, I do not have time for this. So we're just going to continue and sharing what we have prepared for you. And I'm sorry that you cannot see me, you're only hearing me. I don't know what in the world is actually going on. Okay, so this is something that would have perhaps, not even perhaps, really would have been more applicable last month, because it was Black History Month, but it is only the 1st of March. So allow me to also commemorate for us to actually learn and commemorate something that the rest of the world already did in the previous month. Here is what this one is all about. And I got this from various sources online, and the credit definitely does not go to me. But in a nutshell, Black History Month is an annual month-long observance in February in the US and in Canada, but also, hey, in the UK. Yeah, but in the UK, they do it in October. So, yeah. And it honors the achievements, culture, and central role of Black Americans in the United States history. It's a month that commemorates and honors Black people who contributed to America from all periods of U.S. history, from the enslaved people who were first brought over from Africa in the early 17th century. So slavery in the United States started in 1619. That's what they commemorate, including to this day, African-Americans living in the United States. So within that are the pioneers of the civil rights movement, pioneers of science and culture. We know that there's a very beautiful culture in Black America that the whole world literally looks up to. It's very weird when people say that you guys are not, don't have a culture. What do you mean? Like, literally, most of the world follows that American Black culture, to be particular. So in the year 1915, tired of the history of Black people literally being swept under the rug, American historian Carter G. Woodson co-founded the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History, which is what they termed it. And then in 1926, and I hope no offense, I don't know if I'm not allowed to say that word. I'm sorry, I don't know. Apologies. So the group declared the second week of February as this history week specific to the Black people. And the week-long event officially became Black History Month in 1976 when the U.S. president at the time, Gerald Ford, wanted to put an end to the neglecting and overlooking of Black American achievements. And since Black History Month has been celebrated in the United States every February, African Americans have achieved key milestones. We can look at the abolition of slavery, the Great Migration, the Civil Rights Movement, and the election of Black leaders. They chose the specific week to coincide with the birthdays of Frederick Douglass. He was born in 1818. He was an abolitionist, that is, someone who wanted to end the practice of enslaving people, as well as it also coincides with the birthday of the 16th U.S. President, Abraham Lincoln, who was born in the year 1809. Okay, very interesting, né? Especially the part about Abraham Lincoln. Because he led the United States during the Civil War, so that was between 1861 and 1865, which was primarily fought over the enslavement of Black people in the country. And What happened was that the states in the north wanted to get rid of slavery, but the states in the south wanted to keep slavery going because it obviously benefited them in their agricultural work. So although President Lincoln was a white man, he opposed slavery, and that is why he is held in high regard as a liberator for the Black Americans. And during that Civil War, over 600,000 people are recorded as having died. Some of the notable figures that often we put a spotlight on during Black History Month are, we know, Dr. Martin Luther King. He fought for equal rights for Black people during the 1950s and the 1960s. There's Thurgood Marshall as well, who was the first African-American justice appointed to the United States Supreme Court in the year 1967. There's Mae Jemison, who became the first female African-American astronaut to travel to space in 1992. Very cool stuff. And of course, this is not limited to these people. We know a lot of Black Americans who have done and are continuing to do amazing work in the world. But President Barack Obama, who was elected the first ever African-American president of the United States in 2008. It's very interesting how, as I was preparing this work, I see the reference. English will get to you when you don't need to be stuttering. But some sites will say Black Americans, other sites will say African Americans. And I just bring that up because I know there have been some issues with regards to what terminology the Black people in America would want to be called, some no longer feeling comfortable with having African as a descriptor in front of American, arguing perhaps one of the reasons that maybe they not necessarily from an of African descent, and others saying, well, it happened so many years ago that I've gotten absolutely no connection with Africa. So please get rid of the African in American, you know? Yeah, you can talk about my race, Black is enough, as opposed to African. So yeah, maybe just an aside, that one. Hey, I also found out then that Britain also celebrates Black History Month, but they do it in October, and they use that time to promote Black history, culture, and heritage through education, performances, and events celebrating Blackness. So it obviously seeks to highlight positive contributions made by Black people in British society. They also draw, I guess you could say, from America's experiences in choosing to appreciate people of color. But Black History Month has been heavily criticized in Britain. Mm-hmm. In the most recent years. Yeah. The two main issues of criticism are, firstly, why should the focus on important Black figures be limited to one month of the year? Makes absolute sense to me, because they should be more intentionally integrated into the schooling curriculum. And then a rather interesting second point is that the deification of Black figures in a single month oversimplifies a very complicated history. I wish we had time to really get into it. So in a nutshell, some people view Black History Month as racist. Interesting, ne? Yeah. Archive and Public Culture Research Initiative from the University of Cape Town argues that British history is quite Anglo-centric. The powers that be still want to uphold the British Empire as the most significant, and could it be that Britain doesn't really want to come to terms with its recent past of colonial conquests and slavery? But that's what you did. That is literally what you did. The criticism boils down to the reality that although Britain has played a role, a major one at that, in making of the modern world, there are a lot of traumatic events that, although painful, are ignored. Mm-hmm. And some events that are completely excluded from history as if they never happened. Yeah, ne? So people who look like the black child in Britain are nowhere to be found in the curriculum of British kids. At least that's what research on Google told me. That can be really damaging to the psyche of a child. I mean, it becomes a lot more difficult to dream big when there is no example that affirms and validates you in the history books. And as you can imagine, with a colonial power, there isn't any world to really write the correct truth of history. It's just not there. So initially, Black History Month was a way of teaching students and young people about African American contributions. And I guess we can add also the contributions of the British Black people when they have theirs in October. But such stories, you know, had been largely forgotten and were a neglected part of these countries' national narratives. So now it's seen as a celebration of those who've impacted not just the country, but the world with their activism and achievements. So with this history lesson, just a few questions for you and I. Is Black History Month necessary? Number two, is it positive? And to whom or is it divisive? Interested in hearing that. Is it something that we should continue doing? Is it divisive? And I guess whatever your answer is, honestly, to whom? One of the things I've learned in my little short life is perspective matters. Who you are, your socialization, everything literally from where you were born, what color you are, what your gender is, what your age is, the time that you were born, how you were socialized, your family background, the kind of schools you went to, the kind of government that you had, like everything matters to why you think the way you think, why you hold the views you hold. So that for me is important, but it's always lovely having these kinds of conversations. As we keep learning, hey, you know that I do have a WhatsApp line that I enjoy hearing from you, which is +27734703520. Let us talk on that WhatsApp line. And thank you so much for joining the TikTok. Remember that we do go live on TikTok for some of the platform shows, but we try and go live on other parts as well. So at 8:30, if you go to SID Media on Facebook or YouTube, that's where we are going to be.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.